Since 2008, when the 10-year plan was adopted, mental health services have slipped, and then some. At least that's how the state's 10 community mental health centers put it in a recent report. Roland Lammy, with the New Hampshire Community Behavioral Health Association, says housing support is harder to come by, and the wait to get into New Hampshire Hospital is longer.
We wouldn't talk about reducing beds for people who need open heart surgery. We certainly wouldn't talk about turning away people who need care for diabetes.
As a result, Lammy says social costs continue to mount. He adds policymakers must understand that they have a responsibility to people with mental illness. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.